Hi, this is Nancy with the Camino Experience. I thought I'd take a few minutes to talk about what I'm offering to pilgrims on the Camino Francés route of the Camino de Santiago in Spain. My first Camino walk was in 2005, and I've been walking all or part of the Camino every year since then. I started leading groups on the Camino in 2013 after I discovered I'd become really good at getting started on the Camino. I've gone over the Pyrenees from Saint-Jean-Pied-du-Port in France all the way to Pamplona 17 times. That was 4 times on my own and 13 times leading small groups with the Camino Experience. I had to take some time off from leading groups for personal reasons, and then of course we have the pandemic, and I am absolutely delighted to be leading groups on the Camino again, starting in May 2023. I wanted to share with you what I offer for first-time pilgrims on the Camino and why I offer it. If you look at getting started on the Camino and you start doing some online research, you're pretty quickly going to discover there's a ton of information out there, a ton. And I'll be honest with you, I get overwhelmed looking at how much information is out there, and I know what I'm looking at. I'm trying to imagine someone who's never walked before, trying to figure out, where do I start getting started? I mean, forget starting walking for a moment. How do I even get to my starting point? And then once you start to look at that, you begin to discover there are lots of other questions that have to be answered. So what I thought I might do is simplify that path for you. Simplify the preparing and planning process by having it all in one place and reducing the amount of overwhelm that could arise because there's so much information out there. Something else I discovered from leading groups is that while I thought it would be just the pilgrims who were walking who maybe were a little nervous, it turns out their families and friends were also feeling nervous. I can completely understand. The first time I went over the Pyrenees was in 2006, and I was terrified. It was springtime, and there was still snow on the mountain. And I was planning to go over the high road, which is called the Napoleon route. I cannot tell you how relieved I was when the people at the pilgrim's office in Saint-Jean told me the pass was closed and I'd have to take the low road through the valley. It wasn't until a couple years later then when I went over the high road and I just loved it. The vistas are absolutely extraordinary. My point is, I was nervous, and you might be nervous, and the people who love you might be nervous. Some of the pilgrims in my groups have been women who had never traveled alone, and their family members were a little worried about them. But because they were starting with the Just Get Me Started group, they would tell their families, "Oh no, don't worry, Nancy's going to be there." And they would talk about the work we'd done to get them ready and get them comfortable. So that's another thing I can offer to you and to your family and friends. The peace of mind to know that you've got a friend already on the trail with you. Someone who knows the path really well and who has been through it and over it many times. A friend to start this with so you don't have to land in Saint-Jean-Pied-du-Port and go over the mountain alone. When you start your Camino with a Just Get Me Started group, we will be getting together as a group long before we ever get to France or into Spain. What we do is we establish a connection and a camaraderie that will already be with us when we get to Saint-Jean. We'll do that by meeting on Zoom weekly for the 3 months before we meet in person. And for people who sign up more than 3 months in advance, we will do 2 Zoom calls a month until we hit that 3-month mark. If you talk to people who have walked the Camino, you'll often hear them say, "Oh yeah, just go by yourself. Don't worry. You're going to meet tons of people. There are pilgrims everywhere in Saint-Jean, and you'll immediately meet some people and have a Camino family or group of friends. Don't worry. Well, I got to thinking, why wait until Saint-Jean to get that group of pilgrim friends or family together? So that's one of the things you'll get by starting with this group. Then the last thing I want to mention is my tagline, which you may have seen on my Facebook page for the Camino experience. Your pilgrimage, your way. I love to work with people to design a Camino experience that suits them perfectly. We're all different, and we all live our lives differently. So how do we get a Camino experience that's unique and special? That's what I can help you with. We'll talk about how to do it, where to stay, and where to eat, and what kinds of experiences that you would like to have and how to find those. As soon as you sign up for the Just Get Me Started program, we work together to get you ready to go. And that includes all the planning and preparation, booking flights, training, the physical part of it, what to pack, and so on. There's a whole list of what's included in the program on this page of the website. We'll also talk about what to do after you finish, so I won't leave you hanging in Santiago. We'll talk about how to get back home, or if you're not going home after the Camino, where would you go next? I'll also provide for you some questions for reflection, because what can get lost in all the practical and logistical planning is that the Camino de Santiago is a pilgrimage route. And it is still, to this day, for many people, a very significant, deeply personal experience. What I'd like to hear from you is, why do you want to walk the Camino? What experience are you seeking? Are you wanting to explore the culture and food of Spain? Are you longing to spend time outdoors in the beautiful Spanish countryside? I love the historic centers of Spanish cities, and I love the tapas culture. But there's more to the Camino than that. There's more that we can find and discover and have as our unique Camino experiences. So we'll work together to prepare spiritually, if spirituality is important to you. We'll talk about how to plan emotionally for the ups and downs that come along the trail. And we'll get started together. I can imagine you standing there in Saint-Jean, Puy-du-Port, with your backpack loaded, looking up at that mountain and going, oh boy, oh boy. Let's do that together. We'll stay in Saint-Jean for 2 or 3 nights, and then we'll leave Saint-Jean together. We'll be together on the trail until we reach Pamplona, and by that time, you will have found your Camino legs. You'll be ready to say, I got this. And that's when I'll kiss you on the cheek and send you on your way. I'll still be available, of course, via email and WhatsApp. So if you have questions once you carry on, I'll be available to you. So that's what we do. You'll get the greatest benefit by getting started as soon as possible so we can be in conversation about your Camino all the way from right now until we meet in Saint-Jean. I plan to lead 4 groups in 2023, 2 in May and 2 in September. And I hope you will be a part of one of them. If you'd like to talk about joining one of the groups, my email is right on this webpage, nancy@thecaminoexperience.com. And do be sure to add my email address to your contacts so my response doesn't end up in your spam or junk folder. I hope we will have a chance to connect and talk. I would love to be part of your Camino experience. Thanks for listening.